בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני, שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. We've discussed how following Hashem's mitzvahs in this world is one of the potent ways we earn our share in the next world. We also have discussed that one who believes in Hashem and his mitzvahs truthfully will make the maximum effort to perform the mitzvahs with their intricate details exactly as Hashem has prescribed. Because if this is what he says to do, this is what we ought to do. We have this tremendous opportunity during Chol HaMoed to fulfill the mitzvahs as Hashem has prescribed. We discussed the Mishnah, which mentions that one who does not honor Chol HaMoed in the right way, they forfeit their portion in the next world. And as the Torah commentaries explained, that refers to one who does forbidden forms of work during Chol HaMoed, or alternatively, one who does not eat and drink in a similar way to how one would honor Shabbos and Yom Tov with Shabbos and Yom Tov meals. Now again, one may say, well, I haven't yet learnt all of the laws of Chol HaMoed, so does that mean I don't have a portion in the next world? God forbid. Hashem does not expect us to do anything beyond our maximum capacity if we have not yet had the opportunity to learn the laws of Chol HaMoed, or even if we have, but we make a mistake. Remember, Hashem created us only to give to us. He's not there to catch us out. Our job is to make our maximum effort, to do our best in learning the laws of Chol HaMoed and do our best in fulfilling the mitzvahs, doing what we're supposed to do and not doing what we're not supposed to do. But if we try our best and still get it wrong, either because we made a mistake or because we haven't yet had the opportunity to learn all of the intricate details, Hashem sees our efforts, and that's what will count. In terms of the mitzvah of Chol HaMoed itself, the Gemara says further that one who disgraces the festivals is comparable to an idol worshipper. And again, the commentaries explain that this refers to one who performs forbidden forms of work during the days of Chol HaMoed. They're comparable to an idol worshipper. Why? What is so bad? I still believe in Hashem. I'm performing many other mitzvahs. I'm just maybe not treating Chol HaMoed as I am supposed to. Why is the Mishnah and the Gemara, which is Hashem's voice, seemingly being so strict with us if we don't treat Chol HaMoed in the right way? To tell us that we may forfeit our portion in the next world, as well as being compared to an idol worshipper. These are very strong words. And the answer to this question, why the consequences of Chol HaMoed are so strict, is as the Gemara tells us that the reason for the days of Chol HaMoed ultimately are to give us the opportunity to celebrate the festival together with Hashem by having festive meals, by not doing forbidden forms of labor, thereby giving us an opportunity to have more time to learn Torah, to connect with Hashem, to have more time in our personal relationship with Hashem. As the Maharal explains, if Hashem's whole intention in giving us the days of Chol HaMoed is in order to give us an opportunity to forge a close relationship with Him, if God forbid somebody is to ignore this precious time and become busy with other things instead of focusing on building their relationship with Hashem, that is similar to slapping Hashem in the face and saying, "You're not my God. I don't want a personal relationship with you. And that is why the Gemara is so strict and says that if one disgraces the days of Chol HaMoed, they are comparable to an idol worshipper. And the Mishnah teaches us that if one disgraces the days of Chol HaMoed, not according to its due honor, they forfeit their portion in the world to come. May we all capitalize on the opportunity of these tremendous days to build a closer relationship with Hashem by having festive meals, by using the extra time that we have to learn Torah, to build our personal relationship with Hashem by talking to Him, perhaps with the extra time that we have, more than usual. May we all merit a Chag Kasher Sameach.